I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
It's all about you. Ba-dum. It's all about you, baby.
Stop that, because then we have to pay for copyright.
How many seconds is it?
I think it's 15.
We can only have one song at the time.
Oh, okay.
Fine. You're getting too excited.
Okay.
Well, that song also, for you listeners, is what Jamie sings to himself in the mirror before he goes and fires people for looking at him weirdly in the Candy Kitten's office.
Wait, which is the song that they use?
Not A Wimble Way.
Yeah, A Wimble Way.
When you get your fired.
A Wimble Way.
You sing It's All About You, looking at yourself intently.
And at the top I whisper it.
And you also sometimes pop out your cock and bollocks and go, we them boys.
Jeez,
I have seen you do that before.
You have to kick it off.
Just. Yeah. You're looking fantastically tanned.
Am I?
Yeah, you're making me feel like a scruff. You're in all black.
Yeah.
Got a gorgeous tan on you.
Mm.
I've turned up. My trousers aren't ironed.
Yeah.
My attitude isn't.
You're playing with your mic.
Just making sure it's set up. Getting ready for 2023.
2023, baby. Here we freaking go. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to a bonus episode.
It's all about you.
It's...
the listeners. Not Jamie.
Mm-hmm.
Not me. It's about you.
It's about you.
Don't know your name.
2023.
What you do, but it's about you.
This is... I want to kick things off.
What is this the year of?
The dragon. Nah, that's the year of my birth. I'm the year of the dragon. You're the year of the ram.
That's the year of my birth.
It's the year of my birth, boy.
I think I'm a shark.
Shut up. There's no year of the shark.
There is now. It's this year. I'm sure I'm a shark.
The year of the shark.
There is the shark. I can't remember. At some point I got told I was a shark.
I'm a dragon. 2023. Okay. I want to give a big shout out to everyone who has been listening to this podcast the last 5 years or whatever it is.
It's a long time.
Do you know, we...
That's half a decade.
We're past over 50 million listeners.
50 million?
Yeah, 50 million.
We're heading towards the population of the United Kingdom.
That's pretty cool.
Quite impressive.
It's 2023. 2023, people are talking the same thing. New Year's resolutions. What are they, Millie? What are your New Year's resolutions?
Just try and stop being so charitable.
No, come
on. Just try and stop giving so much of my time, love and energy to...
What are your reels, New Year's resolutions? Come on, give it to
my reels.
My reels. Kind of make more reels.
I think to sort of put a bit more time towards my reels, put a bit more effort into my TikTok. I'm going to launch TikTok. I want to start off the year right. Get my priorities straight. So social media is a big one for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. There's this guy on there called Jamie Lang. I want to emulate his success, his content. That's my New Year's resolution. What are yours? Yours is, I reckon yours is to try and work out a way to increase the wealth transfer from to the rich. Don't laugh maniacally at that. It makes me think that's true.
What are my things to do this year? My things are to slow down a bit.
All right.
All right,
Roadrunner. Sorry.
All right, yeah. It's good, fucking, you know, I'm just living the fast lane.
Yeah, you're a rat race, boy.
It's going to move over to that slow lane. That's what I'm going to do.
You do.
I actually do.
Like, out of necessity.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, this guy over here that I'm looking at is, he's, you know, I think you've hit a slight.
Hit a wall there, baby.
Well, there's only so much a man can do.
Mm.
There's only so much you can run a successful business, do 70 podcasts, go on Radio 1, get married, have a dog, make sweet, sweet love to my wife to be.
To my
every night.
I was speaking to someone over New Year's and he said, he's Irish. And he talks, but he's a bit like, he talks.
You
like,
sure he's Irish?
He's Irish.
I don't sound.
He's Irish. He told me a story. He said,
an Irish American?
He said, it was so funny. He was talking about, said he has to have two wanks a day minimum. He has to do it.
What, by prescription?
He says he has to do,
otherwise the universe will crumble on itself.
Otherwise, he
feels, need for wank.
He feels terrible. But he told me this amazing story, which he said he was coming back from New Year's, the New Year's before he was coming back.
Mm.
And he was coming back from Amsterdam. And he
his alarm goes off. Wank time.
Yeah, and he's coming through. He's going through the airport security from Amsterdam. And honestly, he walked through and he was like, oh, yeah, I just feel terrible. And he started to get the real sweats on. Started like sweat going through security, you know, when you do the thing. He's like, oh my God.
And
he was just feeling so bad after a real heavy night. He was like, I don't know what the hell's going on here. I feel terrible. And he's got through and the guy, one of the security guys, was literally looking at him going like, are you all right? He like pointed, almost put his hand on his gun. Like, you all right there? Oh, what's God. Going on here?
If a security guy reached for his gun,
he was like, oh my God. And then the thing, beep, 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 as he went through, he was like, oh my God, what's going on? And like loads of these people started coming around like, what the hell? This guy's sweating. It was right. Anyway, this guy then suddenly goes and grabs one of the trays and vomits into one of the trays.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And then puts it back on there.
That must happen at Amsterdam quite a lot, I reckon.
It does.
Anyway, that was how was your New Year's Eve, by the way? We haven't caught up on this.
New Year's was good. I was
what did you do?
Up with Spencer for New Year's, which was great.
Oh, I think I saw this. A little ice dip. But you didn't get in.
I did get in.
You didn't?
I did.
Oh, did you?
I got in. It was amazing. It was fun. I don't know, dude. Like, to be honest for a second, I think I felt anxious this beginning of this year. I tell you what's happened. We went and picked up this new doggy, Bobby, right? This new puppy that I didn't want to get a dog.
Mm.
The dog is amazing. I love it. But it's stressful.
That sounded really Donald Trumpy.
I love it.
Honestly, I love it.
I love it.
It's great.
But it's stressful. And as you were saying, I think towards the end of last year, what happened was, is that I was starting to feel really burnt out, like podcasts, blah, 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 everything going on, weddings, all that kind of stuff. Christmas happened, you know, radio show I do on the weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I didn't have a day off, never.
Did you have to carry on doing radio over?
I did. Last one I did was on the 23rd. Then I had a break for like 7 days.
Santa Claus of the airwaves, constantly delivering.
So I was, that all happened. And then I was pretty burnt out by then. The dog arrives. I get no sleep because of the dog, because it's like whining all the time. So I don't even get to rest over Christmas.
Mm.
So I'm feeling pretty tired over Christmas. And then New Year's kicks in and I do the breakfast, Radio 1 breakfast show that entire week. That was like wake up at 5 a.m, really full on.
Mm.
And I don't know, man, I think I've just felt so anxious this beginning of the year. I felt anxious in the past and things like that, but this beginning of the year, I don't know what's happened.
I think I also had a similar thing. I mean, I'm not necessarily trying to do as much as you, although I do have quite a busy schedule as well. I think I was pretty burnt out as well.
Mm.
And then I was like, right, Christmas break is coming up. It's going to be great. I'm just going to chill, which I did get quite a lot of, but I came out the other side and I still felt like I hadn't necessarily had enough.
Exhausted.
Rest. And then I was like, oh shit, we're straight back into the...
Mate, exhausted.
Straight back into the fire.
And I think the real problem is this. I said this on my Instagram the other day. You come to a new year and we talk about resolutions or this or that. It's like, here we go. New me, new year. Let's go. Let's go to the gym. Let's tackle this year like it's never been. We're going to make a success of ourselves. And there's just so much pressure to like reset ourselves at the beginning of the year and just and become this new person.
And yeah, I think it's a foolish way of doing it a little bit, because there's some stat, it's like 11% of people who set resolutions actually end up sticking to them. I think because you build so much
pressure. I think it's less than that.
Yeah, probably. Mine was to study my facts before the show, and nobody fucked that one up. What was I saying? Also to not smoke crack before the podcast.
I know what you were saying is that we have this pressure.
Yeah, so as soon as you package it so much and you apply so much pressure, then you're going to break. I think you kind of need to be easier with yourself and like try and work out different ways of doing it.
But with anxiety, right? The biggest thing about anxiety that I learned, it's all about acceptance. So firstly, if anyone, I'd say to the camera, right? If anyone is feeling anxious at the moment, like accept the way that you're feeling.
Off.
Are the cameras off? Oh, damn it.
It's true.
But it's true. Okay, if you're feeling anxious at the moment, you remember that you're feeling anxious for lots of different reasons. And the biggest thing with anxiety is you have to learn to accept who you are, accept the anxiety. Because as soon as you start fighting the anxiety, that's when it becomes worse. This isn't me. That's one of the first things that I've realized. And I've been trying to accept it. It's anxiety, whatever. And it still hasn't really lifted. That's the first kind of thing which I found really hard recently. And it's like an intense force within me.
Mm.
And you know, secondly, I think that life at the moment is pretty competitive and hard. You've got all these new AI things coming in and all this kind of stuff. And I think that throws a lot of anxiety up into the air. You know, Mercury retrograde is in full force at the moment.
Yeah.
Stops on the 18th. But I don't know, I was just like, it's funny, right? Okay, I'll tell you this.
Are you still looking down the camera?
No, I was just doing it.
Am I engaged now with you?
You're engaged. But I was just doing it.
It's like the queen addressing the nation.
No, but I think it's important, right, that we talk about this. Because on Instagram or whatever it is, if I looked at my Instagram, and I just had like a little glide through my Instagram, unless I had posted that thing, which I did the other day about anxiety, I'd be like, this dude is like, you know, he's like doing like funny dances or he's having a laugh all the time and all those kind of things. He's got a dog. He's got a sweet this and that.
When I look through it, it screams insecurity.
Weirdly enough, I'm actually not insecure.
Oh.
No, I'm actually not insecure.
Honestly, I'm not.
I'm not.
I'm really odd.
I'm not insecure. I'm actually not insecure. Like I'm insecure like about, fuck, I mean, I'm short. My hair's not great. Like I don't really care.
Your hair's looking good.
Thanks, baby. But I don't. But I think my anxiety comes from lack of control, like a lot of the time. And
yeah, that's the one thing you have to try and let go of.
Yes,
because you can't control everything.
I know.
As soon as you succumb to that, and also just like be you know, safe in the knowledge that the universe got your back, baby. Sit back into it.
I know, and that's the other thing I was going to say. So firstly, if you feel anxious, you've got to lean into it, right? So I'm trying to lean into it and be like, it's okay. But the second thing is as soon as you start talking about your issues, whatever that is, and issues is a bad way to say it, but if you are feeling depressed, you're feeling OCD, you've got anxiety, or you've got OCD, whatever it is, as soon as you start talking about it, you take the power away from it because then it becomes powerless. Because actually, we can make everything scary in our heads. For example, you're going to go and jump out of a plane, right?
What? What?
You know what I mean? If you were going to go and jump out of a plane,
I wouldn't do that.
In your head, you can make it super scary. Oh my God, I'm going to go and jump out of the plane. It's the worst thing. And then you do it and you're like, okay, that wasn't that scary. Same with like anxiety or whatever. In your head, you make it scarier than it is. So the reason talking about it to you right now helps, or whoever's listening or whatever, is because as soon as you talk about it, the power gets taken away from it, I think.
The one thing I've learned is that, you know, the voice in your head says, you know, like, you're a loser.
Yeah.
You're a failure. You're not going to make it. It's true. Just listen to it. Honestly, stop fighting it. Just give in.
Yeah, but dude, you had this before the end of last year. You were feeling pretty shitty.
Yeah. No, I was. I was deflated.
And you didn't tell me that, though. You Mitch said this to me.
The thing is, I like to confide in people that care.
Oh, my God. I care more than anyone. I actually care more than anyone.
If it's content.
No.
Then you're into it.
No, I actually think this type of stuff is like a release.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's good. I did an interview about the podcast actually recently.
Did you?
Yeah. And I said it's like free therapy.
Therapy.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout.
36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You came up to me and you said, I feel like a cloud has suddenly lifted.
Mm.
It was the first...
It was weird. I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was like long COVID or just, I don't know, a combination of things, but I just felt so like I had no clarity and I just, everything felt a bit dull. Mm. And then suddenly it was lifted.
What, like one day, like a click?
And I could sing again. In the shower.
Like a clip?
Yeah, it just went. Yeah, it was weird. It was really nice. And I think it's remained away. So hopefully no more cloudiness.
Were you feeling sad?
There was a mixture of sadness. I think it was just like the lack of joy in stuff. Do you know what I mean? Like everything was like, what's the point? What's the point in doing this?
I've had that
a
before.
Little bit nihilistic. Nihilistic?
Yeah, yeah. I had that before. When I had real burnout, when the first lockdown happened. And actually, I've told you this before, but I was walking with you in that habit. That's when I had that real sense of like, well, what's the point?
Mm.
But actually, there is so much point in life. Because it's that cheesy thing. It's not a dress rehearsal. It's like our only time to do it. And it doesn't matter what you do, whether you're a hippie or you're a CEO or you're an athlete or you're an artist or whatever you want to be, it's actually pretty insane. If you find something that you want to do and you like doing it, and if you love someone and people love you and you have connections, life is pretty special. But you have to remember that the grass is never greener. I think that's a big thing that I tell you what, going back to resolutions, realizing that the grass is never greener. You see people who are, you know, doing amazing things in life. You know, I have no clue how they're doing. I don't know anything about them. They could be the most miserable people in the world and not be competitive with one another. I think I was really competitive last year.
But I mean, also fundamentally, it doesn't really matter to you, really, at the end of the day, what they're doing.
It doesn't matter one bit.
How they're doing.
So yeah.
It's not really going to affect you. But it goes back to this weird kind of thing that we're conditioned to believe that it's like survival of the fittest and there's only enough on the planet for a select few to get and you've got to fight to get there. You've got to stamp all over the others to get there, which isn't true. There's enough to go around. It's this kind of like top-down mentality that's been kind of instilled in us, and it keeps us on this like horrible rat race. We're just trying to claw at money, trying to get there, and then we die.
But
like you need to stop and just like follow your instinct, go with the stuff that feels good. Don't get sucked into this, like it's an illusion. It's a total illusion.
They're
false deities, and we got told in the Bible, was it the Bible? Moses. Pretty sure that was his name.
Got told in Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, Winnie the Pooh told me one night. You know, my mum used to give me, just give me a flashback. Before bed, I had a Winnie the Pooh. I loved Winnie the Pooh when I was a kid. I had a Winnie the Pooh.
Why do you wink at me when you do that?
What, like a boy, I love some sort of weird pedo.
I used to do Winnie the Pooh, you know.
Yeah.
Oh God, he's gone
I'm
mad.
I'm just reminiscing. So I had this Winnie the Pooh bear and it had a little pouch in the front of it and there was a little pot in it and she would put honey in it just before I went to bed. A terrible parenting, I mean.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
So you had
a pot of honey before bed.
So you had loads of sugar before you went to bed.
I also lived in a tree.
Why would you live in a tree?
I don't know. I just thought that was probably what you do if you drink honey before bed.
Do you drink honey or do you eat honey?
Depends how viscous it is. Do you like runny honey? Or like, you know, when it's almost like crystallized?
No, you're runny honey.
I love that crystallized shit. Love that crystal shit. It's good. So good.
Little stat for you before we continue about anxiety. It takes a honeybee a lifetime to create a teaspoon of honey.
And it takes a...
It takes a boy.
It takes a boy 30 seconds.
It takes a strong man to eat that teaspoon of honey.
So it takes him a lifetime to create a teaspoon.
Teaspoon, yeah.
Thank God there's a lot of them.
Yeah, thank God there's a lot of them. I was going to say something else.
What was that stat you put on your Instagram that blew your mind?
Fuck, dude, that was insane.
I didn't find that mind-blowing at all.
Are you joking?
I didn't. I literally was so indifferent to it.
This one.
A millionaire could survive for...
No, it's the whole point of it is the difference between a millionaire and a billionaire. Like,
again,
okay, here we go.
I don't care.
Yeah, but listen to this. If every second you lived cost you £1.
Does pretty much in London.
Okay, every second you lived cost you £1. A millionaire could live for 11 and a half days.
Mm.
We think £1 million is a lot of money. A billionaire could live for 31.7 years.
Cool.
I thought that was insane.
Mm.
A trillionaire could live for 31,709 years. It's just the difference between like the wealth, like how wealthy people are in this world.
Would they be happy?
No, but it's not about happiness or anything like that. And it's not about where you want to be. I just thought that was freaking wild.
Yeah, it is. The wealth gap is quite mad, isn't it, I guess?
Another stat, if you went to Hogwarts, it would cost...
I did.
If you went to Hogwarts and you wanted to go, it cost you $40,000 a year to go to Hogwarts.
Where did you get that from?
They worked it out.
$40,000 a year?
$40,000 a year would cost to go to Hogwarts.
Do they accept dollars?
No, but if it was you went to Gringotts and got your Bitcoin or whatever they use, you know, they
Gringotts
work,
Bitcoin.
No, Gringotts is bank.
Gritcoin.
What coins do they use in Harry Potter?
It's definitely not Bitcoin.
No, obviously it's not Bitcoin. What do they use? Okay, galleons. That's it. So it's galleons and nuts and sickles. So they basically worked out it cost $40,000.
Really?
Anyway, going back to my point is that it's a new year. It's 2023. I think a lot of people have been feeling anxious.
Yeah.
And firstly, I want to say that it's okay if you're feeling anxious or you're feeling down or you're feeling not motivated or you're not feeling excited or whatever it is. Sometimes that happens. And even though it's a new year and everyone else is talking about new year, new me, and you're not feeling that way, that's all right. Because a lot of people are in the same boat. And the second thing is stop comparing ourselves to one another. I did a lot of that last year and I'm not going to do it this year. That's my New Year's resolution. And don't be competitive. There is enough everything to go around. Love, hate, happiness, sadness, money, no money. Everything. There's so much of it to go around. Everything. So we don't need to fight for it all the time. And actually sharing it as much as we can, whatever that may be, is a really good thing.
I'm with you. We live in very kind of anxious ridden times. There's so much out there that's just kind of constantly bombarding us, right? Like so much fear and worry of the future, worry of today. And so like anything that we can kind of, any little trips and just ways of thinking that we can kind of employ to negate that, I think are quite useful.
And exercise and do cold water therapy.
Exercise is good. Just get yourself in a cold shower.
Yeah.
Eat your greens.
So that was my little, I just wanted to do like a sweet little bonus episode like that.
2023, everyone.
2023.
Start this off in a positive way. But first, do you ever just think that we're all doomed? And there's no point at all in anything.
We thought the first episode back, just keep it cool, chilled, relaxed. However, so Alex is going to start this thing, which is, you found this thing on the internet, which is like anonymous confessions. And you're going to find an anonymous confession each episode. Mm-hmm. And you're going to do this throughout the year. And you're going to pick some really good ones. So to kick 2023 off, let's have your first anonymous confession.
Okay, so we've got one here. When I'm hungover, I make my 2 feet fight each other. Whichever one got the sock off, whichever one got the other sock off wins. My girlfriend walked in and caught me. I pretended I was having a stroke. It's quite funny. Do you do any weird things?
I love that.
It reminds me actually when
I love that.
An ex-girlfriend of mine, I think it was like fairly new in the relationship, and I didn't realize where she was in the apartment. I was picking my nose. She walked in, so I basically just did a backflip off the sofa.
Whoa!
to try and like get away from it.
But
just drew more attention to myself.
Sometimes pretend that my tongue, if I'm a little bit hungover, I pretend that my tongue is an animal trapped in like a little cage, and I look in the mirror and I go, pretend it's like escaping from the cage.
That's quite weird.
That's really weird.
No, don't like that.
I don't like that at all either.
Yeah, don't do that again.
Scared me. Also, sometimes if I'm drunk, I look in the mirror and I go, rah, rah, rah. I scare myself in the mirror.
Yeah.
Have you done that?
I've looked at myself pretty strangely. I've definitely done some strange, like when I'm out at parties and I catch myself alone in the mirror.
Yeah. I'm looking at it and I go, rah.
I caught our mutual friend Jim. We were at a party before Christmas. I caught him just stood in the toilet. I don't even think he'd gone to the loo. Just looking at, like, deadpan into the mirror himself. And I was like, you're right, mate. And he didn't even respond for like 5 seconds. He was like, oh God, sorry. I was like, what are you doing?
I had this with the dog. The dog was lying on its back once. Bobby, my sweet little dog, and it was lying on its back and it was like not moving. And I was like, oh my God, it's dead.
You're like, it's dead. Come on. I can sleep.
I was like, it's dead. And then it wasn't dead. That's a lie.
That's called playing dead.
Everyone, I want to say a big thank you to everyone who listened to us last year. I know I said it, but I'm going to say it again. And thank you to every single person who's going to listen to us this year. We're going to be more vulnerable. We're going to talk about more topical things. We're going to hopefully bring some great stories and entertain you throughout the entire year. So big thank you to every single person who keeps supporting us. I would love it if you could also go and... It takes 1 second and it gives us a lot of help. If you could just click the subscribe button on Apple or Spotify, it takes 1 second and it does us huge help for the podcast. It means bigger guests. It means we get to see more, loads of different things.
More holiday homes.
More holiday homes.
More cars for Jamie.
Just everything. And also go and check out our social media accounts, TikTok, Instagram. And also, if you want to send us a message, anything at all about this episode, about anxiety, about stories, whatever it is, just slide into our DMs. At Private Podcast.
Yeah. That was nice.
You liked it?
It was nice. It was good.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Sum it up. 2023, one word. Go.
Unique.
Nice.
Like that.
That's real good, baby.
There we go. 2023, let's make it unique, people. Have fun. Be safe. Goodbye.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.